Turbulent times call for clear-headed insight. That's hard to come by these days, especially on TV. That's where we come in. Salem News Channel has the greatest collection of conservative minds all in one place. People you know and trust, like Dennis Prager, Eric Metaxas, Charlie Kirk, and more. Unfiltered, unapologetic truth. Find what you're searching for at snc.tv and on Local Now Channel 525.
Hey, everybody. What is the House Republican Conference doing? Making themselves less powerful. Get involved with Turning Point USA, tpusa.com. We also mentioned the Turning Point Action Scorecard. If you guys want to reference it, go to tpaction.com. That is tpaction.com. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com, and subscribe to our podcast. Open up your podcast app and type in Charlie Kirk Show. Get involved with Turning Point USA, tpusa.com, and also go to amfest.com, amfest.com, December 16, 17, 18, 19, Phoenix, Arizona, amfest.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here. Brought to you by the Loan Experts I Trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. It is Friday, December 1st. It is Get to Work Month at Turning Point USA and Turning Point Action. The hardest working organizations in the country, we're getting to work. We're doing real stuff. It's exciting. And your Republicans are finally back to work. Republicans, they have finally awoken from their Thanksgiving coma. They got no work done over Thanksgiving. Speaker Johnson, who's been an unbelievable disappointment, gave Chuck Schumer exactly what he wanted. Yes, sir, Chuck Schumer. Absolutely, Chuck Schumer. What else would you like, Chuck Schumer? Mr. Biden, what else would you like? Would you like a clean CR to January? Absolutely. Thank you so much. That's Speaker Johnson. Just giving them everything they wanted. Here you go. No cuts, nothing. But they're finally back, everybody. They are back. And what is their top priority? What do House Republicans run to go get done? House Republicans come in after getting nothing done for the entire year. The border is wide open. There are no spending cuts. The FBI is getting a brand new building to spy on us. What do they decide to spend their time on? The Speaker of the House, Speaker Johnson, and House Republicans decide to side with Democrats to remove George Santos from the U.S. House of Representatives. Now, look, it's no mystery. George Santos is not someone that I would defend. The guy's a clown, okay? He's a walking caricature of himself. The more we learn, the more you just say, wow, that is impressive. How you continue to raise the ante of how humiliating it is, of just how silly his behavior is, how criminal at times it seems his behavior is. But what are we doing here exactly? If the threshold for expulsion from Congress is criminal activity, I got a long list, everybody, and you should listen carefully. We're less than a year out from the election. Wouldn't it make sense for voters to decide whether or not George Santos should still be a member of the United States House of Representatives? Here's George Santos on Fox and Friends. Now, if I could give some advice to Santos, he's no longer a member of Congress. They voted to expel him, thanks to Republicans. This is a silly response to Brian Kilmeade, but his whole career has been awfully silly. Play cut 126.
All of the work I've done in this body has been above board. Nobody can actually question my ethics and my conduct in Congress, unlike some of my colleagues who are on drunken tirades going after their former staff. But I'm the one being pinned for all of this nonsense.
All right. Okay. I mean, I will question your ethics, Santos, but that's not the point. Okay. Republicans are hell-bent on satisfying Democrats. So let's see how are they treating Mr. Menendez, who, by the way, is indicted on actual crimes against the country. Borderline treason. George Santos, what is he indicted on? Misappropriating campaign funds for liquor, booze, Botox, OnlyFans, Grindr accounts. I can't keep track of it. It's very strange. Is it civilizational ending? No. Is it defensible? I'm not going to defend George Santos. But I will ask the very simple question, why are Republicans, while we're borrowing $2 trillion a year, our border is open, we're on the risk of multiple regional, soon could be world wars, China's on the march, all this sort of, their top priority is to pander to the Democrats to shrink our majority. In the history of the U.S. Congress, 21 members have been expelled, 15 from the Senate and 6 from the House of Representatives. 17 of the 21 were expelled for supporting the Confederate states between 1861 and 1862. So Republicans who have done nothing, no spending cuts, giving the FBI what they want, they are excited, the Republicans, because they feel good about doing this. The Washington Post and the New York Times is demanding it, so why not go and give them what they want? Speaker Johnson, who has been worthless as a speaker, he can't even get Republicans together to say, guys, let's not vote to shrink our own majority. So you might say, well, then how should we handle it? It's very simple. You put Santos into exile. Mr. Santos, go deal with the ethics committee. Good luck with reelection. Next story. That's how Pelosi handles Ilhan Omar. While we're on the topic of suspicious behavior by members of Congress, how about looking into Ilhan Omar and her brother? I'll just leave that there. While we're on the topic of suspicious behavior, how about Maxine Waters and her entire family on payroll with her campaign? While we're on the topic of suspicious behavior, Nancy Pelosi, who just happens to be the greatest stock picker in the history of stock pickers, or remember Senator Richard Burr from North Carolina? Who magically decided to go sell stocks after getting briefings that COVID was tearing through the Western world and lockdowns might be looming. And again, I will repeat Mr. Menendez, but the Democrats, they play a different game than we play. We are weak. Republicans in D.C. are worthless. They are spineless. They are cowards. It's not a, you should laugh when somebody says, if CNN would come up and say about George Santos and say, next question. We put them in timeout. Let the voters decide. We're not going to limit our already limited power. Very simple. That's the answer. Why would we go out of our way and decide to shrink our majority? What good does that accomplish? Does that get us closer to saving the country? No, it makes you feel good. And this morning, House Republicans, not all but enough, got all excited because they could feel good after doing nothing. They're not holding Joe Biden accountable. They're not, none of that stuff. But they, after a Thanksgiving coma and getting drunk with all the lobbyists and spending your money on the fat old salary they get of taxpayer funded, they feel good. They say, yeah, today we did some good. Today we made ourselves less powerful. What a joke House Republicans have become. Democrats would never do this. And some people say, well, that what makes us better than Democrats. We are in a war. We are in the midst of a war for the country. We had an amazing conversation with Tom Klingenstein yesterday. When you're in the midst of a war and you have some goofball, but you need him as a soldier, do you kick him out of the military? Or do you say, all right, goofball, you're still part of the military. You're still part of what we're doing. No, Republicans, they don't want to win. They want to be controlled opposition. Play cut 120.
On this vote, the yeas are 311, the nays are 114. Two-thirds voting in the affirmative, the resolution is adopted. The clerk will notify the governor of the state of New York of the action of the House. Under Clause 5D of Rule 20, the chair announces to the House that in light of the expulsion of the gentleman from New York, Mr. Santos, the whole number of the House is now 434.
Now, I'm not a parliamentarian expert, but couldn't Speaker Johnson have refused to bring this to the floor? Doesn't the Speaker have final say on bringing anything to the floor? Again, I don't know all the parliamentary details of the House. Maybe it comes from a committee or something. We should look it up. Couldn't Speaker Johnson have said, nope, sorry. Couldn't he have done that? Shouldn't he have done that? This is multiple attempts. Meanwhile, Ilhan Omar, by the way, fire alarm freak Bowman, gold bar trader Menendez, serial liar Adam Schiff, magic stock picker Nancy Pelosi, genocide lover Tlaib, all are still members of Congress. But Republicans, they want to be able to go to Democrats and say, do you love me now? Do you love me? Please. Pathetic. That's what I think of with House Republicans. You are pathetic. Strong Cell is amazing. I got to tell you, the combination of NADH, CoQ10, and collagen is really something. You know, people ask me, they say, Charlie, how do you keep your energy up? How do you just keep on pushing? Look, part of it is diet, nutrition, but I'll be honest, I take supplements really seriously. Fact check me on this. You can say, oh, Charlie, I'm going to fact check you. Type this into your search engine. NADH. Just type it in. What does it tell you? It might tell you that it is the secret to living long, anti-aging properties, more energy. Well, all of that is being proven in more and more clinical trials. NADH is a precursor so that your mitochondria can remain healthy and vibrant. The elites, a lot of billionaires, people with a lot of money, they spend a ton of money on NAD. It's a fact. NAD just might be your secret weapon for more energy. I take NAD every single day. I could tell you that NADH compared with CoQ10, the trials show very, very good things. I don't take my word for it. I mean, honestly, my word should be good for something, but fact check me. Look at it. And if you do it over 30 days, you'll see an increase in energy. I wake up better than ever before. NAD can help you potentially, again, fact check me on this, with depression, anxiety, other issues that you might be dealing with. It is nature's gift to you so that you might have extra energy and mental clarity. You guys can use promo code Charlie for 20% off. It's strongcell.com/Charlie. NAD might be nature's secret weapon for you. I love it. I take it every single day. Try it for at least 30 days to see the maximum benefit. And let me know, has NAD helped your life? Strongcell.com/Charlie. Check it out. Strongcell.com/Charlie. The answer is simple. Why do Democrats not kick out their own? They don't kick out Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, because they love power more than we do. I'm not saying we should love power, but they know that power is necessary for them to be able to accomplish their goals. We have no interest in winning. What is the mission statement of the Republican Party? What is the mission statement of Ronna McRomney? What is the mission statement of Speaker Johnson? To lose and not be called bad names. That's the current mission statement. As long as we are not called bad names and we lose, success. We need wartime Republicans. That beautiful quote from The Godfather. Either you're in charge as a wartime mindset or a peacetime. I'm going to name every Republican that voted for this. And they go out of their way and they feel so good. They get in their little suit and tie. Narcissists, almost all of them. They could never get an honest job, most of these people, anywhere else. And they feel so nice and good. They don't cut spending. They give the FBI more money. More money to Ukraine. More money to Zelensky. $2 trillion deficits. The border remains wide open. They're transing our kids. But hey, you guys shrunk the majority because the Democrats demanded it. By the way, just on its surface, think about this. Who's demanding this? This was a media op. This was an establishment op. Just on the surface, anything they want, we should not take the premise. That alone. And they didn't just fall for it. They're gleeful. By the way, they're done for all votes for the day. The House is done voting. They did their job, everybody. They made themselves less powerful. Ryan Zinke from Montana, Rudy Yakum from Indiana, Steve Womack from Arkansas, Brandon Williams from New York, Bruce Westerman from Arkansas, Brad Wenstrup from Ohio, Daniel Webster from Florida, Ann Wagner from Missouri, Jeff Van Drew from New Jersey, David Validato from California, Glenn Thompson from Pennsylvania, Brian Stell from Wisconsin, Michelle Steele from California, Pete Stauber from Minnesota, Lloyd Schmucker from Pennsylvania, Christopher Smith from New Jersey, Mike Simpson from Idaho, Austin Scott from Georgia, David Schweikert. Oh, he'll be hearing from me. That's my congressman. You made a mistake, Mr. Schweikert. Hope you're not primaried. John Rutherford from Florida's 5th. David Rouser from North Carolina. By the way, the Schweikert one really upsets me. You want to talk about someone that could have been expelled at some point? Be careful. The grassroots are going to be very angry over that, Mr. Schweikert. Good luck. Don't call me for help. John Rose from Tennessee. Hal Rogers from Kentucky. August Pfluger. Know him. Waste of time. Texas 11th. Greg Pence from Indiana. Burgess Owens from Utah. Jay Obernolte from California. By the way, what am I naming? I'm naming every Republican that voted to kick out Santos for virtue signaling. Look how good of a person I am. I hope you like me, Washington Post. I feel good about myself. Self-righteous, inward-facing, not committed to victory. Dan Newhouse from Washington. Zach Nunn from Iowa. Greg Murphy from North Carolina, Nathaniel Moran from Texas, Blake Moore from Utah, Mike Molinaro from New York, Marionette Miller Meeks from Iowa, Max Miller from Ohio, Dan Muser from Pennsylvania, Lisa McClain from Michigan, Tracy Mann from Kansas, Celeste Malloy from Utah, Nicole Malatakis from New York, Frank Lucas from Oklahoma, Julio Letlow from Louisiana, Mike Lawler from New York, Jake LaTurner from Kansas, Bob Latta from Ohio, Nick Langworthy from New York, Nick LaLota from New York, Darren LaHood from Illinois, Young Kim, big disappointment, California, Kevin Kiley, he's not coming back on the show, from California, Jen Kiggins from Virginia, Tom Keene from New Jersey, John Joyce from Pennsylvania, David Joyce from Ohio, Dusty Johnson from South Dakota, John James, he's been terrible, from Michigan. Richard Hudson from North Carolina. Aaron Hauschen from Indiana. Ashley Hinson from Iowa. Brett Guthrie from Kentucky. Michael Guest from Missouri. Glenn Grothman from Wisconsin. Mark Green, he always asks me for favors. That's going to stop. Garrett Graves from Louisiana. Kay Granger from Texas. Tony Gonzalez from Texas. Carlos Jimenez from Florida. Mike Garcia from California. Andrew Garbarino from New York. Scott Franklin from Florida. Virginia Fox from North Carolina. Mike Flood from Nebraska. Brian Fitzpatrick from Virginia. Drew Ferguson from Pennsylvania, I'm sorry. Drew Ferguson from Georgia. Randy Feenstra from Iowa. Keeps going. Ron Estes from Kansas. Jake Elzey from Texas. Chuck Edwards from North Carolina. Neil Dunn from Florida. John Duarte from California. Mauro Diaz-Balart from Florida. Monica De La Cruz from Texas. Anthony D'Esposito from New York. John Curtis from Utah. Dan Crenshaw from Texas. James Comer in leadership. The list keeps going. We are going to name every name of these gutless wonders that call themselves Republicans. Are you tired of progressive companies and exhausted trying to keep up with all the virtue signaling when you're simply just trying to buy products? Progressive corporate America continues to push messaging that further alienates conservative Americans, all while eroding the future of the American dream. It's prominent all over the country. Retailers like Target are selling chest binders and tuck-friendly bathing suits. It's disgusting. Starbucks is strong-arming their customers to support abortion. The Starbucks Workers Union is on the side of Hamas. Financial services like PayPal are canceling customers for their political views. Thankfully, we don't have to fund these companies any longer. With Public Square, we have a solution. Founded by Michael Seifert, an amazing company. I think so highly of them. We do a lot of work together. Join the movement of millions of patriotic Americans who love truth, our country, and our Constitution at publicsq.mob/CharlieKirk. Public Square is an app and a website where you get connected to tens of thousands of businesses from all different industries that share your value for life, liberty, family, and freedom. Public Square is free to join, and you get started today at publicsq.mob/CharlieKirk, or just download the Public Square app now. That's publicsq.mobi/CharlieKirk. That's publicsq.mobi/CharlieKirk. Check it out today. I think Santos is a clown who did things he shouldn't have done, not defending them in the slightest, in the least. But he should not have been expelled from Congress. And by the way, before anyone gets on their lecturing train, Republicans, why have you not impeached the traitor Joe Biden, the traitor Alejandro Mayorkas? Can we get the vote? Your priority is your colleague George Santos because he uses campaign funds for personal use? Yawn. I'll be honest. Not defensible. Is that civilizational altering stuff? No. I look at what Pelosi and Biden and all these other people have done. And yes, Santos is innocent until proven guilty. But look, it's a fact. He's a clown, okay? Santos is a clown. I'm not, that's not a hill worth dying on, okay? But that's not the point. The point is, you say, Santos, shut up, go defend yourself, go into exile, you're in a timeout, we're not going to expel you. For no other reason than we're not going to give the Democrats the win. For no other reason, we should not give these, I was going to say something, bad people a win. But you know who did? Let's continue. Where's my list? Robert Alderholt, Adderholt from Alabama, wants to lose. Rick Allen from Georgia wants to lose. Mark Amadel from Nevada. Kelly Armstrong from North Dakota. Hear that on the Flag Radio Network? Kelly Armstrong feels good about his vote. Wants him gone. Unbelievable. Don Bacon, Nebraska. Troy Balderson from Ohio. Andy Barr from Kentucky. Cliff Bentz from Oregon. Jack Bergman from Michigan. Stephanie Bice from Oklahoma. Ken Buck. Oh, Ken Buck. I'll tell you, you want to talk about blackmail. That guy's being blackmailed. Larry Bushkon from Indiana. Michael Burgess from Texas. Ken Calvert from California. Mike Carey from Ohio. Earl Buddy Carter from Georgia. Lori Chavez DeReamer from Oregon. Juan Suscamani from Arizona. Tom Cole from Oklahoma. And of course, Mr. Comer, as I've mentioned before. You know that there were eight Republicans that sided together to not impeach Mayorkas? Patrick McHenry from North Carolina, Tom McClintock from California, John Duarte from California, Virginia Fox from North Carolina, Daryl Issa from California, Cliff Bentz from Oregon, Ken Buck and Mike Turner. So no impeachment of Mayorkas, no impeachment of Merrick Garland, no impeachment of Joe Biden, but an expulsion of one of your own Republican colleagues. No impeachment of Christopher Wray. By the way, we couldn't even get Marjorie Taylor Greene's provision to censure Rashida Tlaib. And yet Republicans are so excited to go after George Santos. Again, George Santos, he's a clown. I just want to make sure everyone is clear about that, okay? But we're in the midst of a bitter struggle for our republic, and our margin is this big. And this is what they spend their priorities on? Yes. So let me tell you a funny story. So we do this at Turning Point Action where we prepare. We do a scorecard. If you guys don't know, you guys can see all of your members of Congress, how they have voted. I think we have the best scorecard out there. We should talk about it more often. We should get Tyler on the show next week. It's tpaction.com. You can look at our scorecard, tpaction.com/scorecard. So we are going through because you have to have a certain vote total because we tally all your votes to even be considered for an endorsement from Turning Point Action, which I believe is a very important endorsement, right? Tons of grassroots activists, a lot of muscle, hardest working people in the movement. You guys know the power of Turning Point. To the glory be to God of how much he has blessed us. And so we are sitting in our room just looking at the data, right? All personal bias aside, because we don't want any personal bias to come into our endorsements. And we have a whole committee and we have to do votes and very, very procedural, right? But even to make the vote to be able to be endorsed, you have to have a certain threshold. Okay. And so we're going through it and I was like, this can't be right. And we have a picture of it. I said, who got a 96 lifetime score? And again, it's just the numbers. It doesn't deal with any convictions or any of that stuff, or convictions or indictments. George Santos is one of the best records of voting in the last 12 months of any member of Congress. They're probably not telling you that on your conservative media. George Santos, according to the Turning Point Act, again, this is no bias, okay? It's just numbers. It's just data. Again, a clown can obviously get a 96.27 score. gets a 98% vote on American culture votes. And we cite it all. 100% on border security. 100% on medical freedom. 100% on Second Amendment. And so, again, Santos, all this stuff, shouldn't this have been a primary data point before Republicans vote to expel him? Before they say, let's get rid of him, should they say, is he voting correctly? There he is right there. So let me ask you this question. You want a free society for your kids and grandkids. Yes? You want an American. Yes? So wouldn't you prefer to have clown man, Santos, doing all sorts of stuff in Congress, still being a clown but voting correctly? Now, it'd be one thing if his voting score was 40 or 50%. My argument would be far weaker. He's got a 96.27% according to tpaction.com. So clown man has a MAGA voting record. What the heck are we doing? So now let's go look at this. So clown man is wants the border secure. Clown man voted to impeach Mayorkas. But then you look at some of these other people. Do they have a good score? Are they representing their voters well? Well, you would be shocked that the very same people that want to kick them out, like Ken Buck, has an 88.3% score. And his score is actually going down because we have a live, by the way, we have a whole team that does this at Turning Point Action. We got to brag on this more. It's unbelievable, the team, they do this. And then anyway, so we're sitting around the table thinking about, you know, who do we want to endorse, the data first, and then we vote on it. It's this whole thing. And this was before the expulsion. We said, do we endorse Santos? I was like, I don't know about that. It's just... And Tyler said, look, I mean, he's a clown, but he's voting really well. And by the way, so let's put this up. At Turning Point Action, again, we rank every single vote for grassroots. Again, this not Chamber of Commerce stuff, like actual stuff. And he voted correctly. He voted correctly on cutting spending. He voted correctly on defunding the FBI. Look at that. That is, by the Turning Point Action scorecard is the hardest scorecard to get a good grade on any scorecard out there. Because we don't just do taxes and all that. We do culture. We do the real stuff, right? So he's voting correctly. So now, all you Republicans out there that voted for this, do you feel better? Do you feel better about yourself? You just expelled someone who actually has a pretty good voting record. And instead of, you could have said, it's so simple. Let the voters decide. Let's let the voters decide. Let the great people in New York decide whether or not to keep Santos in or not. I would rather have a MAGA clown under indictment than a uniparty backstabber. And by the way, the Turning Point scorecard is very, very harsh. By the way, Santos has already announced he's not running for re-election. So what exactly is this all about? I'll tell you what it's about. They want to reduce the margin so that we don't impeach Joe Biden. They know that Santos would have been a vote for the impeachment of Biden. That's what they know. They don't want Garland, Mayorkas. We lose one right there. And so you just look at the data. You say, wow, good job, Republicans. You kick out one of your own. Matt Gaetz has some thoughts on this. I want to play that. Play cut 125.
Mr. Speaker, whatever Mr. Santos did with Botox or OnlyFans is far less concerning to me than the indictment against Senator Menendez, who's holding gold bars inscribed with Arabic on them from Egypt while he is still getting classified briefings today. But he's not getting thrown out of the Senate. He's getting classified briefings under indictment for bribery.
Menendez is still a senator. Still a senator. Rashida Tlaib, still a senator. I'm still a congressman. Ilhan Omar, still a congressman. All still getting classified briefings and all that. They could have put it up for a vote and every Republican could have said no. No. Just for no other reason than the New York Times and the Washington Post, we're not going to give you the win. We're not going to give you the power over us. I get asked all the time, Charlie, how do we fight back against the media? How do we win? One of the ways you win is you reject the premise and the bullying from the left. They pushed for this. They wanted this. You have to listen to our episode yesterday with Tom Klingenstein. It's unbelievable. And I know this might sound really radical, and for some, very profound. But hear me out. You keep your power and you don't willingly reduce your majority. I know that's tough stuff. I know that's really tough for a bunch of spineless, feckless, lazy people that call themselves Republicans that took Thanksgiving off, and they come in with their suits and their first order of business is let's make ourselves less powerful. I want your thoughts, everybody. Email me, freedom@charliekirk.com. I'm reading all of your emails in front of me. Did they make the right move to expel Santos? Are you in agreement with the argument that we have laid out here, freedom@charliekirk.com? And again, I know I'm tough on them, but I hold Christians to a higher standard, the highest standard. Mike Johnson, where's your leadership here, man? Where is it? Lead, follow, or get out of the way. The holidays and big family feasts are upon us. But in D.C., it seems as if there's no bigger turkey than Senate Bill 1339. S-1339 is Bernie's latest attempt to sneak in a backdoor takeover of more of our health care. He falsely claims it will lower prescription drug prices. But S-1339 will actually do just the opposite. It'll handcuff pharmacy benefit managers who are currently saving millions of Americans an average of $1,040 a year. Bernie, the trickster, the Marxist, is hoping that thousands of your fellow Americans are already going to lowermydrugprices.com to stand up against S-1339, that you'll be too busy making holiday plans or getting ready for a year-end vacation to stop him from a power grab on your health care. Don't let this happen. I'm urging you to keep up the pressure against the passage of S-1339 by going to lowermydrugprices.com. The Council for Citizens Against Government Waste says if you don't want a socialized system that takes away your personal health care choices, increases costs, and makes you wait longer to see the doctor that is chosen by the government, go today, right now, to lowermydrugprices.com. That is lowermydrugprices.com. Remember, we've got the momentum, but we need your help today. This is a political ad paid for the Council for Citizens Against Government Waste. Go to lowermydrugprices.com. About 6 days after the deadliest attack on Jews since the Holocaust, I went on the great Patrick Bet-David's podcast. I encourage you to check him out at amfest.com. Patrick Bet-David is one of my favorite people in the country. He's an amazing member of the media and really smart. Patrick Bet-David runs Valuetainment. So we had this conversation, and I asked a series of questions. And on my birthday, and it so happens to be the first game of Oregon v. Washington, I had this all planned. And Andrew is a big Washington fan, and we'll see who ends up winning tonight. It's this whole thing. The whole week is centered around it. It's really high stakes. And so I had, you know, I was like, okay, it's my birthday. I've been traveling like crazy. I wanted to watch the Ducks v. Huskies, the whole thing. And next thing you know, Andrew's calling me on Shabbat. I said, what on earth is going on? I thought he was calling to wish me a happy birthday. And he says, Charlie, you're going viral. Everyone says you're a Holocaust denier and all this. It's terrible. I said, what are you talking about? I said, I'm the most pro-Israel guy out there. And they said, well, no, you're not allowed to even, again, let me reemphasize, calling me on Shabbat, okay? You're not allowed to, apparently, with the new rules of this sick world we live in, you're not allowed to even ask, was there an intel failure leading into the October 7th massacre? Not allowed to do that. So what are the cut? What's the cut again here? Oh, yeah, on PBD. So this is what I said. Let's play cut 131. And the world lost its mind. I was attacked from every direction, like you could imagine. Institutional, there was a series of op-eds, articles, all trying to cancel me. Huh, they failed. And again, calling me an anti-Semite, all this sort of stuff. Again, it really bothered me. And it turns out what I was saying was, because I double and triple down, and people said, don't do it, it's too controversial. I said, no. My gut tells me that the Israeli intelligence likely knew about this attack plan ahead of time. And they said, Charlie, how dare you say that? That's anti-Semitic. New York Times. Israel knew Hamas's plan more than a year ago. Play cut 131.
How did these guys not know this was taking place?
So I've been to Israel many times. The whole country's a fortress. When I first heard this story, I still have the same gut instinct that I did initially. I find this very hard to believe. I've been to that Gaza border. You cannot go 10 feet without running into a 19-year-old with an AR-15 or an automatic machine gun that is an IDF soldier. Right? The whole country is surveilled. Netanyahu now has an emergency government and a mandate to lead. I'm not willing to say, to go so far that saying that Netanyahu knew or there was intelligence here. But I think some questions need to be asked. Was there a stand down order? Whew. Was there a stand down order? 6 hours? I don't believe it. Now that's a small, and I'm not even getting into the stand down order thing, okay? There's no insinuation in this article that says that, so I'm going to put that aside. Morning Joe actually goes there, interestingly enough. But I double and triple down, and I said, I find it very hard to believe that the Israeli government didn't know this was going to happen. This is bombshell stuff, everybody. And it's very personal for me, because I had Jewish friends that I had known for 10 years call me a Holocaust denier. I have the text messages right here. Charlie, you are no better than a Holocaust denier for saying this. Israeli officials obtained Hamas's battle plan more than a year before it happened. Documents, emails, interviews show. But Israeli military and intelligence officials dismissed the plan as aspirational, considering it too difficult for Hamas to carry out. The approximately 40-page document, which the Israeli authorities codenamed Jericho Wall, outlined point by point exactly the kind of devastating invasion that led to the deaths of about 1,200 people. The translated document, which was reviewed by the New York Times, did not set a date, but it described the methodical assault to overwhelm fortifications. Listen to this quote from the New York Times. Hamas followed the blueprint with shocking precision. The Israeli government knew. They had the whole battle plan. Details? This is the New York Times. Hamas followed the blueprint with shocking precision. They knew points of entry. The methodology, they knew it all. The Israeli government had the whole ball game ahead of them. The document was circulated widely among Israeli military and intel leaders, but experts determined that an attack of that scale and ambition was beyond Hamas's capabilities. Before America sends another dime to Israel, there better be mass resignations, firings, terminations, and answers. Israel knew Hamas's attack plan more than a year ago. We were right, and we were attacked viciously. Maybe that's why we were attacked viciously. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company.
Like super woke.
When I grow up, I want to be hired based on what I look like.
Rather than my skills.
I want to be judged by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted.
Based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up, I want to be offended
by my coworkers.
And walk around the office.
On eggshells.
And have my words policed.
By HR.
Words like.
Grandfather.
Peanut gallery.
Long time no see.
No can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder.
Just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.